CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 592 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. This is a jam-packed show. I'm going to get right to it with New Orleans' Eric Johansson. From his just released The Deep and the Dirty, this is Gets Me High.
Troubled you. free. Here's to Chicago to hear the muddy plane got the blues to my bones, and you can't take that away, no. That away, no. Can't take that away. That away.
Thank you.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from his 1992 live debut release, All Night Long, recorded in Holly Springs, Mississippi, we had North Mississippi blues legend David Jr. Kimbrough with Do the Romp. Jr. Kimbrough was born 93 years ago Friday, July 28, 1930 in Hudsonville, Mississippi. After 2 years of high school, he moved to Holly Springs to find steady work and play covers of country blues standards as well as the songs of Little Milton and Albert King in the local clubs and juke joints. Wanting to set himself apart from the competition, Jr. began developing his own unique style, now known as Cotton Patch Blues, and hosted weekly parties and concerts at his home. In 1966, he recorded 6 tracks for Memphis's Gold Wax Records, but they were never released during his lifetime. In 1968, he cut his first single, a cover of Lowell Fulson's Tramp, for the local Philwood label. Produced by Robert Palmer and released by Fat Possum in 1992 when he was 62, All Night Long attracted a ton of attention and earned a 4-star rating in Rolling Stone magazine. His sophomore album, Most Things Haven't Worked Out, was released in 1997. Fat Possum posthumously released God Knows I Tried in 1998 and Meet Me in the City in 1999. In 2009, Big Legal Mess acquired the rights to his 1966 Gold Wax recordings and released them as first recordings. Jr. Kimbrough was nominated for 2 Blues Music Awards. Before that, from his forthcoming acoustic release, C'est la Vie, we had Sudbury, Ontario's Sean Pollock with Son of No Man. And I got this week's Rock and Blues show started off with New Orleans' Eric Johansson and Gets Me High from his just released The Deep and the Dirty. This is the Rock and Blues show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her just released The Flame, this is Chicago's Denise LaGrassa and Lucy May Blues.
And shoes, but don't let my good guy get you in. I ain't no telling what Mother Lucy may do. Her Tuesday man brings a pocket change, her Wednesday man brings the same damn thing, but don't let my good guy get.
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby. Closing out that set from their 1968 debut, Mr. Wonderful, we had Fleetwood Mac featuring co-founder Peter Green on lead vocals and lead guitar with Rollin' Man. The legendary singer, songwriter, and guitarist passed away 3 years ago Tuesday, July 25th, 2020 at 73. Born in London in 1946, in 1966 he shot to fame when he replaced Eric Clapton in John Mayall's Blues Breakers, which also featured bassist John McVie. In 1967, he formed Fleetwood Mac along with McVie and drummer Mick Fleetwood, releasing 3 studio albums in 2 years. Green left the band in 1970. After a string of solo albums in the late 70s and early 80s, Green semi-retired due to legal and health issues. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 as a member of Fleetwood Mac, and in 1999 he won the Blues Music Award for Comeback Album of the Year for the Robert Johnson Songbook. On Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, in 2003, Peter Green placed number 38, and in 2011, number 58. Before that, from their 1965 self-titled debut, we had the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, featuring legendary guitarist Mike Bloomfield with the instrumental Thank You, Mr. Poobah. Mike Bloomfield was born 80 years ago Friday, July 28, 1943 in Chicago. A rich kid from Chicago's North Side, he began playing guitar at 13 and a year later made his way to the South Side clubs, eventually performing on stage with the reigning bluesmen of the day. Bloomfield was the lead guitarist at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival when Bob Dylan shocked the crowd with a driving electric set. Later that year, he teamed up with Elvin Bishop and Paul Butterfield, forming the Paul Butterfield Blues Band and releasing their self-titled debut. He left Butterfield's band in 67 and formed Electric Flag, which played the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival. Mike Bloomfield was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2012 and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015 as a member of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. On Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, Bloomfield placed number 22 in 2003 and number 42 on the 2011 revised list. And I got that set started off with Chicago's Denise LaGrassa and Lucy May Blues from her just-released The Flame. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her new release, Real Gone, this is Texas's Ellie Venable with the title track.
Me.